I want to welcome everyone out this morning. Sorry we're running a little bit late. It's hectic in the hallway. We're having Attorney General Court in the little commissioner's courtroom. But glad you're all here. We're going to start this morning with an invocation by Commissioner Gentry, and then we'll have our pledges.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, for the opportunity to serve our county and its citizens. We thank you, Father, for your graciousness, your love, your abundance, your hand of protection that's over us. We ask that you would continue to protect this country. Father, we pray for discernment and wisdom for our leaders, federal, state, and local. We ask that you continue to bless and protect those that are serving us in harm's way. Bless their families. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honoring the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 2 is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those minutes are approved. B is payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item 2C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Payroll is approved. Item 2D are budget amendments.
Motion to approve budget amendments.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Mm-hmm. 2E are accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved.
Abstain.
Item 2F is to accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item 3 is discuss and take action to accept bid on struck off property in cause number TX16-00060.
Good morning. This is a bid on property in 131 South Park Edition. This is in the Orsini School District. Bid on this is $2,100, which is slightly above the struck off amount, so I would recommend the offer.
Motion to accept the bid.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to accept the bid. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Thank you, Barbara.
We don't sign it.
No, you don't sign it. It just goes in there. Item 4 we're going to wait on Mr. Byrd to be here. Item five, I don't see anyone from the Historic Commission either, so maybe that may be the next meeting. Item six is discuss and take action to accept donation of office chairs from Upshur County Crime Stoppers. Is there anyone here from Crime Stoppers? Okay.
I'm here.
I do know what this is about. What it is Crime Stoppers want to donate office chairs throughout the patrol room section and replace all the chairs in there. The way I understand it, Ms. Clark, was that she actually had to have an okay from y'all because of the amount. To make the donation, and then we had to have a guess from y'all to actually accept the donation.
And that's where the request came from Cynthia Clark.
Right.
So we can probably go ahead and do it.
Do we have to mention an actual dollar effect? We don't?
No. I'll move that we accept donation of office chairs from Upshur County Crime Stoppers.
Second.
The motion is by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry, to accept the donation of office chairs from Upshur County Crime Stoppers. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item seven is discuss and take action to grant permission for use of courthouse lawn by the Extension Office the first Saturday in May of 2018 for the Cherokee Rose Family Fun Day. And Julie, it was my understanding you wanted to do it early so that you can just go ahead and get your planning started.
Yes. We want to bring back the Cherokee Rose Festival activities with the turtle race and the baby crawling race and the ag area and some family and consumer science exhibits and tie in some history, bring back the history and tie in literacy with the school district and just have a big old fun day on that first Saturday in May. But we need to get your approval before we start promoting it, really going full on the
plans. If anybody remembers the Cherokee Rose Festival, it was fun.
I think. Yeah, it was good. Second one time with the turtle race.
Second in the turtle race.
The turtle beat you?
Yep.
Okay.
I think fantastic.
I move that we allow the Extension Service to use the courthouse lawn for Cherokee Rose Family Fun Day the first Saturday in May 2018.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve the request by the Extension Service. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is discuss and take action to grant permission for use of the vacant lot by Upshur County 4-H County Council to sponsor a movie night.
The 4-H, our committee that wants to do the movie night again, has decided to do the Lilo and Stitch and have kind of a Hawaiian summer theme. We have already secured the donation to get the license fee for the movie, and now it's just getting approval.
Motion to approve.
How much was the license fee?
For this movie, it's $185. Yes, $185.
Are you doing vendors again?
We're going to try to get donations so that way it's totally free. We'll possibly see about getting the little, you know, the little barrel juice drinks and then popsicles probably. Get those donated so that way the whole event's going to be free for the public. Last year we had popcorn and concession that was just so that way we could break even with the amount that we spent on buying the products, but everything else was free.
Awesome. It was fun.
We have some lays.
So Lola and Stitch?
Lilo.
Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah.
I'd push for Babe.
Me too.
I pushed it, but they said, what if we did Hawaiian theme and Lilo and Stitch? And they won.
So where was my, did I have a motion?
I make a motion too.
I will second.
All right. Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Groves to approve the use of the vacant lot for the 4-H County Council movie night. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 9 is discuss and take action to grant permission for use of courthouse lawn by the Gilmer Area Ministerial Fellowship on April the 30th for National Day of Prayer events. They're going to have prayer in the morning at the flagpole and then an event later that afternoon.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Groves to approve the use of the lawn by the Ministerial Fellowship. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is discuss and take action to dispose of 30 used jail mattresses. And when we say dispose, we mean throw away.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Groves, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to throw away the jail mattresses. Those in favor?
Aye.
Did you want to say something else?
Well, I was just wondering, would this be the time where we could maybe have it to where they would be in conjunction with our cleanup days?
When?
And that would be easier if they would have several opportunities, at least two a year.
Wouldn't that be more in conjunction with the
under this next item we're fixing to talk about?
Yeah. Okay. Hold that thought then.
Okay. Item 11 is discuss and take action under Local Government Code Section 263.158 to adopt rules to administer that subchapter. That subchapter says that we can make rules to discard trash, things that no longer have a useful purpose, that we don't have to go pile it in the rock building and make the mess that we currently have. The auditor sent us an email, and it's just an idea of a few things like torn jail mattresses, torn inmate bedding, torn inmate clothing, jailer uniforms which are destroyed beyond repair, mop buckets that no longer hold water, toilets or sink which are damaged or cracked, porcelain, broken mini blinds, chairs with broken plastic, TV monitors, electronics, calculators, small appliances, vacuums, flashlights, etc. that will not turn on with a replacement cost of $100 or less. And the auditor goes on and gives us some more guidelines. What I think one of us needs to do over the next couple of weeks is maybe ask all of the departments to give us an idea of things that happen in their offices that they would consider trash. And then we just need to make a long list with guidelines that say we can throw these things away. Because if anyone's not aware, what's happening now is that anything we no longer want in our office ends up in our own personal office, ends up in the rock building. And we have three full rooms. And when I say three full rooms, I mean
full.
From floor to ceiling. With square footage bigger than this room, probably. Or about this room. So that was my idea today, is for someone to say, hey, I'll take this project on.
Stand up, Paul. Let everybody know this.
So everyone else knows too, Paula has spent a great deal of time over at the Rock Building in those three rooms trying to clean all that up, along with Estella.
Extension office. David, community service. It's been crazy.
Judge, could we put it in some type of order, written order? Mm-hmm. About the disposition. I looked up on what some of the other counties have done.
Okay.
And I think just so that everybody can realize what's taking place, that might be
one of the issues that the auditor had also is she said that once we establish this, and this is, and Billy also says that we needed to make sure that we stipulated a value if it was beyond repair or if that money could not be recouped. That needs to be stated in whatever our rules are. But Brandy did not want people just throwing stuff away. It still needs to, I think, be itemized with a list and come through Commissioner's Court, and then you can discard it. Because if not, we just have people throwing stuff away and saying, well, you know. So.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. An example of that would be, I see one of our original courthouse chairs over here. Me saying, oh, well, it's kind of rickety. It's not worth anything anymore. Just throw it in the dumpster. That's not where we're headed. We're going to have guidelines that tell us what to do. So, Commissioner Gentry, there, you can look at that. That might get you started. And then we, you and I can work together to.
I think, and one of the things that prompted this too, if I understand Commissioner Gentry, was that on some items where we had auction, we spent a whole lot more money trying to have an auction than we recouped. You said something about 17 cents an item or something.
We had, last auction, we had chairs. Some of them didn't have a base, some of them didn't have a back. Some of them, the arms were gone, or the mechanism that held them up in the chair position was broken. And so we lump them all together, and we got 17 cents a chair. Well, out of that 17 cents a chair is the cost to the auctioneer for holding the auction, the cost of the ad, the cost of us getting over there and getting everything together. So at what the reason this all is coming about is, at what point do you say taxpayer, the taxpayer's money and just labor alone outweighs whatever we get? And so also, is the time we would discuss the amount of auctions that we can have?
I spoke with Dale at Auctioneer Express this week, because I know we've been trying to get this auction together for a long time, but it's just too much to take on at one time. So in studying and trying to find a way to get rid of these things, we found a part of the law that allows us to, if we are selling items with less than a value of $500 estimated value, that we don't have to run an ad in the paper, as long as we're dealing with a licensed auctioneer and it's posted on his site for at least 10 days, is what it says. So Commissioner Gentry and I went to the Rock Building just to get an idea of what was over there. And I talked to Dale, and he is okay with us having several small auctions just to get the stuff gone. And that way we don't have to spend the money advertising it in the paper.
And we can have, starting in May, we could have two a month, because we only have to post them for 10 days. So that would give us twice a month. We could do two a month and try to get that stuff. Our whole goal is to get all of that out, get it under control, and get the building to where, by the end of August, say September, maintenance can start doing whatever needs to be done to get the extension office moved and in there before Yamboree gets. So there is a plan, and there is a goal. Just
is Estella, are you, what's a used keyboard worth?
None.
If it doesn't work,
it's worth nothing. And there's,
well, there's like the PS2 style don't work in our current computers. There's boxes of those over there.
So that's one of those things that needs to go on the list of a broken keyboard.
I mean, why would you want to auction that kind of stuff? I mean, why?
Because a lot of them do work. I mean, now, I will say that we sold the last auction where we sold stuff over there, we sold a huge load of computers and peripherals for about $300. It was so much, the guy loaded up his F-150 and he still couldn't get it all. Every one of them was there with me. But I think that Commissioner Gentry and I have a plan together to where she and I can pretty much get this gone in lots. After we rummage through and throw away what's qualified to be considered trash, we can get the rest of it on pretty quickly.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
So we'll work on this over the next 2 weeks.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay, so we have a plan under number 11. We'll have that back on the agenda shortly. Item 12 is discuss and take action to approve contracts for Justices of the Peace with In Court LLC for system for payment of fines and fees. Judge Potter, do you want to say anything about this?
It's an enhanced trafficpayment.com we already use. There's no cost to the county. There is no, the fund, the check will come the same way that trafficpayment.com currently does it when somebody pays. They email us, we mark their case, and we receive a check once a week, twice a month, three times a month, four times a month. With this company, there is the opportunity at whenever Randy would like, it actually will provide us for each JP Corp a website that will generate reports that we can give to her where the money is either deposited daily, if we wanted to go that route. I didn't want to go that route yet until we get everything rolling, because it's going to operate just like we're doing now. Nothing is going to change. It's just that the enhanced version is they're going to offer two card readers per office. In other words, when they come in with their card and want to pay, we don't have to say, here, call 1-800-555. Is what happens now. Now we can take it in the office. They will be the clearinghouse. They will email us if the payment is hit. The same way that we're doing now. Nothing will change virtually right now until we move forward. The possibilities with this company is endless. No cost to us. I believe it's going to increase payments, because we have some that will come in and pay with a card, and then we don't see them again because we can't take the card and they don't call 1-800. So it's going to offer a service to the public that we tried before, and we were having to pay the fees and stuff for the credit card machines. They're going to give us two card machines per office. They're going to come in and show us how to use them, show us how to work out of our website. Of course, we really don't have a website right now, but it will mirror what we have and offer the online pay. Again, it's enhanced. But nothing will change. Instead of trafficpayment.com, it's going to be In Court.
Are you getting rid of trafficpayment.com?
Yes. Yes.
That goes away right away when you start this?
As soon as I get these contracts to them, we get the transition made, yes.
Are we not in a binding contract with Trafficpayment?
No, they're not binding.
They require a 30-day.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to take 30 days to get everything set up.
Is this for all JPs?
All four JPs, yes, sir.
I move that we approve contracts for Justice of the Peace with In Court LLC for system for payment and fines and fees.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the In Court contract. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Nope, we can't do that.
Nope.
Hi, Head down.
Item 4 is discuss and take action to approve memorandum of understanding between Upshur County and First National Bank for office space in Diana Bank Building.
Morning.
Morning.
I sent a copy to the court. I hope the court received that a couple of days ago. I'm here to answer any questions about the office use agreement. Is essentially what we presented to the court. It'll allow exclusive use for Ms. Howe, current tax assessor, to use the building and office space provided by First National Bank. We'll be subject to their hours. But other than that, in the office use agreement, it sets out both parties' potential liability and indemnifies one another from third parties, a bank customer coming in and does something, or a customer of the tax office. Each party bears its own liability in case there was a circumstance that someone was hurt or injured. We can, under the local government code, section 283, have our county go in and wire computers, phones, whatever's necessary to operate the office for purposes of the tax assessor, and that'll be at our cost. And I think everything's set out in the agreement, but if there's any questions, I'm here. I have three. Judge, I know I sent copies of this, but I actually I'm sorry, I know you sign a lot. I actually have an original that's really a clean, on a, some nice paper I'd like for the court to consider signing to file, and then I have two copies. One would be kept with the tax assessor, and the other copy would be to the bank. Mr. Danny Weems has signed all three of these.
Okay, good deal.
The question came to me about maintaining our portion of the facility or anything like that. Do I understand that the bank just routinely is going to maintain everything as they always have anyway?
Yes, sir, they will. They're going to maintain the outside, the inside, the interior.
We won't have to go over there and run back and forth?
That's right.
I have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody comes in and makes a deposit and then walks over to Lana's to do their car. Who's responsible if they slip and fall?
If they slip and fall?
Yeah, if they do a double, I mean, if they're in there for double business. I mean, it's just a question.
That's a good question. That's a good court question. That's a good civil procedure.
No,
look, we're not going to, unless we create a condition that causes someone harm, we are not going to be liable for that. The same would be for the bank. Now, if the bank knows of the circumstance and it's foreseeable that somebody could be injured and they take no action to repair the situation and they're hurt, the bank will be looking at liability under a tort claim.
I'm sorry, it just...
When do we get to go over there?
Would you come up and sign?
When this is active, when do you get to go?
Would there be in-house security
That would be a question for the court to address that. I'm not aware that they have I could be wrong. I'm not aware that they have an off-duty officer at this particular location.
Okay.
It would be routine patrol by our sheriff's office in that.
It's the same thing we do here. In this, we have routine patrol.
Oh, you didn't sign
locally.
Thank you.
There's not going to be any cost
to
the county other than the wiring from the computer to the phone. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And when will you get up and running?
LaWanna, this is your copy for you.
The state won't release the computer equipment until we have some things done over there. And until we've got the contract, we can't get up there and make sure that everything's done. And then it's going to take 32 working days.
Okay.
So we're looking at least probably 6 weeks before we can get the state side, the vehicle registration set up over there. So we don't have a real date yet. I'm hoping mid-June.
And you're talking 2 days a week?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what those days will be yet?
Right now it's going to probably be Wednesday and Thursday. Could I say also, can I make a statement? I'd like to thank the court, Billy Bird, and anybody else that had anything to do with getting this done. I appreciate you so very much. And for the window, too. Thank you.
Noticed people using the window yesterday afternoon.
Yes. What?
Yeah, they were lined up.
Yeah. You want to take it back to Danny?
Yes, sir. I will. Thank y'all.
Thanks for doing it.
Yes, sir.
Motion to adjourn?
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
My state court lease aren't finished. We have some policy reporting, and I need to print them before the 31st. It's okay if I print them as soon as I get them finished.
And what is it?
They're due the 31st. My state quarterlies.
State quarterlies.
And we had some policy report, so I wasn't able to get them done for this pay period. So
under accounts payable, she's asking if she can pay the state quarterlies prior to the next meeting.
Motion to approve.
I move that we approve the memorandum of understanding between Upshur County and First National Bank for office space at the Diana Bank building.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the memorandum of understanding between Upshur County and First National Bank, those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Now, under accounts payable.
I make a motion.
Do we need to see that dollar amount, or is that?
If it has to happen, you've always just. They're all liability accounts. They're not our money anyway. We collect them from the state. We submit them to the state at the end of the quarter.
Second to motion.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve the payment of the quarterly accounts to the state prior to the next meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Motion to adjourn.
I was a little late in my eye.
There's a motion and second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
All right, get up out of the chair.